Until you get the truth on the table, no matter how ugly it is, you're not in a position to deal with it. So that is in direct opposition to what the deep state wants. The deep state wants lies, such as the 935 lies that took us to war in Iraq, such as the lies that are being told right now by Zionist Israel in order to get the U.S. government to declare war no later than February of 2018. So war in the Middle East, in my view, is going to happen unless Donald Trump defeats the deep state, including the gutting of the Zionist control of the U.S. Congress. You cannot understate the information war that has been waged against American values and American sovereignty.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. There is a lot going down right now. I'm hearing that there's over 2,500 indictments. I'm really hoping it's towards the corruption that's going on in Washington. That's what I'm hearing. And it's absolutely unheard of, history-making, the number of indictments that are going down. There's a lot going on around the world. I'm bringing Robert David Steele back to inform us on what he knows about what's going on. As you know, he is the most well-read past CIA agent on the planet. He's a number one reviewer of nonfiction on Amazon. He has contacts all over the world with very bright, well-researched, university-level, department, state-level people. And he's getting contacts all the time. And so I love bringing him on and hearing what he has to say about the latest that's going on, not only with the indictments, but also with what's heating up in the Middle East. And then we also talk about solutions for this country. We need to have a lot more transparency. Our education needs to be reformed. People need to be educated with the truth. Right now, there are so many ignorant people. He once said to me that the average taxi cab driver in France is more educated than a graduate level person here in this country. And unfortunately, I think that's true just because so much of the truth is hidden from the people. So that means we need major reform on getting information out to the people. So let's get now into that interview with Robert David Steele. Hi, Robert. Welcome back to the program.
Always a pleasure. You run the best program I know of in terms of quality and interesting people.
Thank you very much. I try. It's a passion. Let's get into why you are doing this, because you are getting targeted. You're putting yourself out there. Your website has been hacked and blocked. You have trolls that are constantly annoying you. So what is driving you?
Oh, it's not just annoying me. They're defaming me.
I know.
They're libeling me, and they're committing actionable crimes.
So what is driving you? What is your passion behind doing this?
Well, my passion is the truth. And I consider myself our country's first 21st century intelligence officer. As a former spy, as someone who worked in counterintelligence and information technology and also future satellites planning, as someone with 8 books critical of the U.S. intelligence community, as someone who created the Marine Corps intelligence activity and is also the top Amazon reviewer for nonfiction, I'm about putting the truth on the table. I was deeply inspired by a guy named Sealer, Bob Sealer, the CEO in New York, whose phrase is, until you get the truth on the table, no matter how ugly it is, you're not in a position to deal with it. So I'm all about truth, transparency, and trust. And that's why the last book I wrote, the Open Source Everything Manifesto, was subtitled Transparency, Truth, and Trust. Now, that is in direct opposition to what the deep state wants. The deep state wants lies, such as the 935 lies that took us to war in Iraq, such as the lies that are being told right now by Zionist Israel in order to get the U.S. government to declare war no later than February of 2018. So bottom line, I'm about the truth. I don't tell lies. I don't make up information, and I cannot be stopped. I am not suicidal, but I welcome an opportunity to die for my country.
Well, That's very noble, and I really...
No, it's not noble. I just don't know it better, Sarah.
Well, at what point is it that it's not the right, it's the right thing to do? And I've said this too, is that What else am I going to do? People are out there dying for their country. So why would I not put my career on the line and not put my life on the line doing what's right and getting the truth out there?
Doing what's right is very important. In fact, I had a wonderful breakfast meeting yesterday with a cabinet-level official under Ronald Reagan. We've been friends for some time now. And he told me that in his judgment, Trump's biggest supporters against Israel and against lies are the veterans. We have tens of millions of veterans who understand that they were screwed by lies, and that all of the hardships and all of the lost limbs and all of the traumatic depressions and all of the suicides, 22 suicides a day, all of this is because the deep state sent us to war on the basis of lies to make profit for the banks.
Well, and
And one of
they know more than anyone else because, by the way, that was only 32 states reporting with the 22 a day, and there's more losses than we lost in World War I and in Vietnam. So they know if you count suicides as combat losses, they
Yes, I
know.
agree. I agree. And in fact, Christopher Hedges has written a good book on Wages of Revolt. And he makes the point that the 1% falls when law enforcement and the military decide to no longer defend the 1% against the 99%. We're there.
Well, that's right. Well, let's talk about that because there are reports that sealed indictments have reached over 1,400 now, which is excellent.
I'm hearing 2,500, but
Well,
yes, it's a lot.
that's better. What do you know about this? Because are they targeting gang members and illegal immigrants, or are they really going after the real deal, the traffickers, the children molesters, the smut?
Sarah, I'm not privy to what's been done by the Trump team, but I am privy to the letter that William Binney and I sent to Jeff Sessions through one of his neighbors in Alabama, CEO. And we know the letter was delivered. And we basically gave Sessions exactly how to tap into the 99% of the NSA data that has not been processed. Up to recently, NSA has been part of the deep state. It has not been part of saving us all from the deep state. We gave Jeff Sessions what he needed to know, and a copy went to Donald Trump, what he needed to know to get into the NSA database, which has every email and every cell phone for at least the last decade across this country. Okay? Now, you saw the Saudi purge recently. I'm very sure that was based in part on NSA data that was harvested and provided to Saudi Arabia. I mean, I'm thrilled that the two most evil princes in Saudi Arabia have gone down. And frankly, I hope the Saudi king kills them because guys like that, if they're left alive, they become a cancer that comes back to haunt you. I believe that Donald Trump now has the name of every traitor, agent of a foreign power, starting with people who have betrayed the Constitution in favor of Israel and Saudi Arabia. I believe that Donald Trump has the name, date, email, cell phones, connections, the visualized network of the entire 1% pedophilia satanic network. I'm not just talking the people who kidnap and sodomize children. I'm talking the people who kill children and then have them disposed of in New Jersey incinerators. Okay? This is huge. Bottom line here is that while NSA violated the Constitution and violated all possible regulations and went far outside the rule of law in order to capture 100% of the emails and the cell phones that have been made in the United States for the last decade, that has turned out to be a gift from heaven. In my judgment, we now have within the Department of Justice, within a very special presidential task force, we now have every name. Oh, I wrote a letter to James Comey saying you really need to focus on four big ones: pedophilia, terrorism, election fraud, and charity fraud. I think we now have it all. And I pray to God that Donald Trump uses that information not to wreak vindictive justice, but to neutralize all of these people. I'm huge on truth and reconciliation. I have no problem with the Rothschilds being rich for the rest of eternity. I do have a problem with central banks controlled by the Rothschilds. So that ends today.
Well, and also we, like you said, that the two princes in Saudi are cancers and they need to get out. We need to figure out who those cancers are and get rid of them. And then the people who are just victims are caught up, swept in, up into an evil system. That's where the truth and reconciliation should come into play.
I agree. And I really don't see the need. I mean, I get a lot of pushback from your listeners and others about hang them all and so forth. You know, In the United Kingdom, they solved this problem by sending all their convicts to Australia. And the French had desert islands, you know, Papillon. It may be that there are solutions for isolating these people and not allowing them to come in contact with small children. And we certainly need to stop the Goldman Sachs manipulation of foreign exchange rates and interest rates. We need to stop corporate import-export tax fraud. We need to, frankly, stop running the federal government on the basis of taxing the middle class and the blue-collar class and borrowing money. This is all insane. Donald Trump needs to get to an evidence-based government with a balanced budget, which does not borrow money. And we need to stop elective wars, which was one of his most fundamental campaign promises. I have the sense that Trump has cut a deal with President Vladimir Putin and General Secretary Xi Jinping. And I note with interest that the Indonesian president was present in their off-the-record meetings in Vietnam. That's because Indonesia is not only the largest Muslim nation on the planet, demographically speaking, it's also sitting on the largest store of gold on the planet. There's over 200 tunnels with captured gold that the Japanese stole, not only from the Chinese, but from the Chinese overseas community, all the way down through Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, and so forth. So this gold-backed reserve currency is based on the gold that is in the tunnels in Indonesia, as well as the gold that is in the tunnels in the Philippines. And Duterte, a lot of people don't like him. I do. And I think Trump likes him. Duterte is the real deal. The Philippines, Indonesia, and Thailand could be the triangle that leads to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations nationalizing all of the central banks in the very near future.
Wow. Okay. Well, what do you think about the black budget stuff? You know, Catherine Austin Fitz have been working with different university professors to really nail down what the black budget numbers are. I mean, I think it's probably hard to really know, but they've come up with about 41 trillion. Is it
really 41 or 21?
Well, I heard 41 trillion just recently.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And 21 trillion is what our debt is. Now, people are saying, you know, if you look at our balance sheet, that we get that money back and we are set. But is it realistic that we can get that money back from whoever took it?
There are three things that are realistic. Thing number one is the nationalization of the Federal Reserve as soon as possible, even if it's only a virtual nationalization in which the head of the Federal Reserve understands that they work for the people of the United States, or they are going to feel a Ranger bayonet up their ass every single day. We're now there, okay? Enough already. So nationalization of the Federal Reserve and a move across the world to nationalize all central banks, period. Number two is a debt jubilee. There is absolutely no question in my mind that there is a sufficiency of evidence and need to justify a complete debt jubilee across the United States of America and ideally across all countries. The end of student debt, the end of elderly health debt, the end of small business debt, the end of family credit card debt. Just wipe it off the books. And there are different ways of doing that, including a Debt Be Gone website where Donald Trump is personally appointed as the agent of every single American in debt. And then Trump goes to the banks and says, hey, this is the deal. You either cut this debt by two-thirds or we just eliminate it entirely. And I give every single debtor in America presidential pardon. How do you like them apples, Jack?
Do you think that the people would accept that?
I think so, yes. And I also think the people would love that if we legalize marijuana and hemp at the same time. And let me not forget the third, Ellen Brown and public banking. Ellen Brown is a global figure. Her intellect and her integrity are to be admired in a way that I can think of. I mean, she's the Mother Teresa of sensibility in today's banking world. And I think that also needs to be looked at. We need to get back to community banking, community land ownership, an end of absentee landlords, and so forth.
Well, you've been working with Bill Binney quite a bit on trying to get Trump.
We've had lunch once a month.
Okay. Well, that's still quite a bit in today's, you know, world.
Oh, Binney and McAfee and to a much lesser extent, Julian Assange are my touchstones. And Stephen Arnold of Arnold IT. He's been my virtual CTO for 20 years. He wrote the Google trilogy. He knows more about the evil in Google than anybody on the planet.
Wow. Well, I would think that Google would have a hard time keeping the evil out, and this would be a helpful, very helpful, to be able to take all these people down and clean up Google as well.
Well, I wrote the seminal article on Google Gestapo, and people can find it at tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. It's actually a larger system that includes the mainstream media. It includes companies like Meetup that cancel meetups from people they don't approve of and waive fees for people that they do. I mean, to take Meetup as an example, they are waiving the fees for 187 hashtag resist groups that advocate violence and impeachment of our president and are co-sponsored by the, wait for it, Anti-Defamation League, which is the Zionist censor, monitor, and digital assassin for the Zionists. Anybody who criticizes Israel or tries to bring forward facts is digitally assassinated. And the way it works is they use trolls, and I have over 400 trolls that I've clearly identified. They use trolls to report you as a hater, a spammer, or most recently, as a pornographic website. There is exactly one photo with nudity on phibetaiota.net. It's a photo of six U.S. military personnel in uniform raping an Iraqi girl at Abu Ghraib. It's the only photo that has any kind of nudity on my website. But Kaspersky, which is a worthless piece of crap company that works for Russian intelligence and cannot be trusted because it allows Russian malware to get in through various backdoors, Kaspersky has labeled phibetaiota.net and rents.com as pornographic websites.
Well,
This doesn't happen by accident.
that's like
This happens
saying,
because X number of Zionist trolls have reported us as pornographic websites, and Kaspersky is too lazy and unethical to actually validate that.
well, it's like saying the Pulitzer Prize-winning Vietnam picture where the girl's running out with their clothes are burned off and
Oh,
she's
no.
naked.
That's completely different. What
No.
are you talking about?
But it's like saying that's pornographic, is what
No,
I'm
this
saying.
is completely different. What I'm showing you here is Kaspersky is a lazy, worthless company with an automated algorithm that can be faked out. It can be gamed by Zionist trolls. The same is true of Rolling Stone, Truthout, Slate, The Guardian, The Independent in the United Kingdom. For example, I'm banned as a commentator on The Guardian. This is the same newspaper that published an article about the open source revolution by Nafeez Ahmed and me, which got 33,000 shares in 3 days and is now up to 74,000 shares. So The Guardian has an article about me as a Nobel Peace Prize kind of guy, and at the same time, it's banned me as a commentator. The reason it's banned me as a commentator is because it has a stupid automated system that has been gamed by the Zionists. So The Guardian doesn't actually mean me ill. It simply has a crap system that is gamed by the Zionists so that anyone who is critical of Israel is essentially digitally assassinated. I've also been digitally assassinated at Rolling Stone, Slate, Truthout. I'm speaking here of personal experience.
Now, do you think it's just a matter of time where they fix their algorithms and figure it out, and all these publications are not involved, or do you think they're involved?
That's a very, very good question. And I think the answer is usually some of each. The influence of Zionists across the mainstream and social media, Zuckerberg, Eric Schmidt, who's an Ashkenazi Jew, the influence of Zionists across all forms of media is very considerable. The influence of Zionists in Hollywood is also quite considerable. I'm not just talking about pedophile Harvey Weinstein. Hollywood is on record as saying it wants to devalue America. It wants to wipe out our values. There's something right now going on with YouTube called ElsaGate. If you look up ElsaGate at YouTube, you will see a whole series of cartoons that essentially show children, and they've got tens of millions of views. They show children that it's okay to eat feces, eat out of a toilet bowl, urinate in the hallway, be in inappropriate relations with adults. ElsaGate.
Now, is
Okay.
Disney involved with that then? Because that's a Disney character.
Well, if you also go back to Shirley Temple, you will find how all Shirley Temple movies were, in fact, covert pedophile movies.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? There is a marvelous 15-minute summary of Shirley Temple as essentially the poster child for pedophilia. You cannot understate the information war that has been waged against American values and American sovereignty by essentially Zionists.
Well, now, do you think that there's a big diversion going on? Because there's so much happening right now. And of course, the media isn't talking about so much of the important things the media is not talking about. The alternative media is, but the mass media is not. Like, they're not talking about these indictments. They're not talking about the fact that Las Vegas investigation is a sham. They're
You're
just.
not talking about the fact that Israel owns the U.S. Congress. I mean, Netanyahu thinks he's got the votes in the U.S. Congress to declare war in support of an Israeli attack on Syria and Lebanon and a Saudi Arabian attack against Iran using possibly nuclear weapons. This is insane. What Donald Trump is doing against the deep state is very, very good, but he needs to accelerate, in my view, two aspects of his triumph. The first is he needs to confront every member of Congress and give them an offer of a presidential pardon in return for giving up their blackmailers. Almost every member of Congress is not only being bribed, they're also being blackmailed. Okay? And I explicitly include Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, as well as Chuck Schumer. The second thing that Trump needs to do is reconnect with the 99%. He is totally divorced from the American public. Half of the alt-right that voted him into power is out of touch with Donald Trump because he has betrayed a number of promises, including no more elective wars, pulling out of NATO, and so forth. Now, he's done great things. I think he's on the verge of a major triumph, but he needs to press with the Election Reform Act in order to avoid impeachment in 2018 when the Democrats will almost assuredly take the Senate back, not just the House. Unless Trump beats them to the punch with an Election Reform Act that allows the election of independents, libertarians, and greens, which creates a swing vote, which creates an evidence-based Congress that the president can work with.
Well, what do you think about the mass media having a very targeted attack to take down Donald Trump at every turn? I mean, that's why you're saying he needs to reconnect with the 99% because they could win this information war by how much they're targeting. I mean, everything they do is a calculated, targeted attack at taking him down.
I agree. I agree completely. And Trump has been talking about revoking broadcast licenses. There are a number of organizations, including the Washington Post and the New York Times, that are arguably in betrayal of the public trust. What Trump does not have is a public information, a public intelligence capability, such as I have been proposing for 40 years, an open source agency. An open source agency would create a Trump channel that's two-way, that completely bypasses not only the mainstream media, but it eliminates Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Google. And there are surrogates, and no, there are alternatives. I mean, BitChute now is an excellent alternative to YouTube, DTube less so. Presearch is coming up as an alternative to Google. There are alternatives to Twitter, Gap, and others, but they're all being isolated because Google Gestapo is being allowed to kill them. I think Trump needs to step into the social media fight, and he needs to create an alternative. And the open source agency is the fastest way to create not only an alternative for social media that is not censored and cannot be manipulated, but also an alternative for public education. He needs a fireside chat capability. And not only does he need his own fireside chat capability, we need to start doing 7-minute bit shoots on every topic, from agriculture to energy to family to health to water, and of course, security. The American public needs to be educated on the Middle East, for example, and the Congress needs to be freed from Zionist capture such that we do not declare war. We do not send troops to the Middle East. In fact, I believe Donald Trump needs to close all of our military bases, starting with the 44 that surround Iran. We need to bring our troops and their wallets home. We need to focus on America first here at home. And that's not something I see the president doing. He also needs to radically alter his health plan and his tax plan. His health plan needs to demand a price list. Did you know there's no price list for every pharmaceutical and procedure in America? It's whatever the market will bear. It's whatever corrupt arrangement they have made between the insurance companies, the hospitals, and the legislators who turn a blind eye to corruption in American healthcare. And at the same time, we need to be able to negotiate prices. Right now, Trump's health plan continues this no negotiation policy, which is insane. On the tax side, he needs to throw that out and implement the automated payment transaction tax, which puts the burden on all transactions, including stock and currency transactions and internal corporate transactions, which is where most of the import-export tax fraud occurs. And we need to take taxation off the back of the American public. And frankly, the last most telling, valuable thing about the automated payment transaction tax, which was invented by Dr. Edgar Feige of Wisconsin, who is still available to brief the president on this, is that the automated payment transaction tax rate is set by public ballot, which means you can't go to war unless you get the public to agree to raise that tax rate in order to finance the war.
I like that. You know, I think there's two things that need to occur no matter what. It's cleaning up the corruption, these indictments, because I don't know if we can do all these other things without cleaning that up. You know, the open source, we need open source, but we got to take down the corrupt people first. And then the other thing that you said that was so critical was the educating the people, because they're not getting the information. And I'm trying to do that, but we need a much broader thing. And you said this before in another show that we need to fix history. We need to make sure that history is written in truth.
I love that. I absolutely love that, Sarah. You know, you ask what drives me. I am the public's first intelligence officer. And when I wrote my second book with a foreword by Senator Pat Roberts, it was called The New Craft of Intelligence, Personal, Public, and Political. All politics is local, and good politics is based on an educated public. I mean, this is something that our founding fathers understood. Worry. So let me just say, Sarah, the Office of Management and Budget has approved an open source agency twice. The first time by Sean O'Keefe, then deputy director of OMB, sitting down at dinner with Don Gessman, my friend, who was the former associate deputy director of OMB for national security. That was in 2000. The second time in 2010 when Kathleen Peroff agreed again when Joe Markowitz and I visited OMB. But I have been blocked by CIA from reaching a cabinet level champion. Now, in this instance, I hope Donald Trump will champion the open source agency because it's the fastest route to power if combined with an election reform act and a national conversation about grand strategy. Where should America be going? Our president needs to become commander in chief as well as first educator. And the open source agency does that. The presidential decision memorandum is available at robertdavidsteele.com under my Nobel Peace Prize documents. It has an information bureau and an engineering bureau. The information bureau, although it's not stated there, would have a history division. Okay? People don't understand that Pearl Harbor happened because the United States declared war on the Japanese first. We did 8 covert actions against Japan specifically to incite the war. People don't realize that the Great Depression happened because Franklin Delano Roosevelt co-conspired with the banks, as you have interviewed the author of Fruits of Graft so wonderfully. People don't understand that we went to war in Iraq on the basis of 935 lies, that Dick Cheney ran 9/11. They don't understand that the Zionists own most members of Congress. They don't understand that CIA, the FBI, and NSA are blackmailing most members of Congress to protect their budget and build their budget. This is all insane. So I stand for transparency, truth, and trust, period. Like it or not, that's me.
Okay, well, let's talk about World War III. It's been heating up. There's a lot of talk on that. What do you see as a possibility for... That would be awful, but what do you see as a possibility for that?
Well, I believe that Trump has had conversations with Putin and Xi that now finally counteract Zionist lies to the president. And I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is in a maniac fit because he is seeing himself lose his influence over Trump. And that's a good thing. However, Netanyahu still has power over the US Congress, and that is the center of gravity for preventing World War III in the Middle East. The Israelis are masters of deception. Not only do they have what we call talking rocks, where they plant rocks inside the Libyan Gaddafi's compound or inside Syrian army perimeters, these talking rocks simulate traffic. For example, Gaddafi supporting terrorism or Syrian army officers doing something which no sane Syrian army officer would ever do, saying in the clear, send me more sarin gas. I don't make this stuff up, okay? It's just the Zionists have learned just how stupid the American government is and how inept NSA is. NSA does not do well at geospatial positioning of signals. And even if it does, then the Israelis know how to blindside that or how to fake that out. The US Congress is the center of gravity for a war, avoiding war in the Middle East. Now, Jim Mattis has a hard-on for Iran because he is absolutely convinced by the Long Commission and what I believe to be flawed US secret intelligence support to the effect that Iran was the state sponsor of the truck bomb against the Marines. Now, I was a Marine Corps reservist and a CIA clandestine case officer at the time. In relation to US funding of Israeli and Saudi Arabian terrorism across this region, a truck bomb against the Marine barracks, however reprehensible it might seem, is, in my view, a proportionate response to US military misbehavior and US continued funding of Zionist and Goldman Sachs predation on the Middle East. I think we need a clean sheet review. And I think we need to get Jim Mattis to understand that however tragic the Marine barracks may have been, it does not compare with CIA drone assassinations with a 98% kill ratio, or CIA rendition and terrorism, or Zionist genocide against the Palestinians, or US, Saudi, and Israeli funding of ISIS, which was just defeated by Iran. In part because the Russians came in, the Turkish toned down their tolerance of ISIS smuggling, and Donald Trump, God bless him, withdrew U.S. logistical training support for ISIS. ISIS was created by the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel. So war in the Middle East, in my view, is going to happen unless Donald Trump defeats the deep state, including the gutting of the Zionist control of the US Congress. And in order to be most successful over the holiday period, in my view, Donald Trump needs to create the open source agency and begin educating the American public directly, bypassing the mainstream media and bypassing the Zionist controlled social media, what I call hashtag Google Gestapo. Donald Trump has it in his power to wage peace. He's already got Putin and Xi on board. He's already got the NSA data to take down the 1% in the deep state. What he doesn't have is the hearts and minds of the American public. And he gets that with an Election Reform Act, an open source agency, and a national conversation about grand strategy.
Well, do you think people are waking up to the Zionist agenda?
Oh,
And
absolutely. Absolutely.
what is that agenda? So that
Well, first off, let me outline the five strikes against the Zionist control of the United States economy, government, and society. Strike number one, in my view, was the USS Liberty. That's now known to be a Zionist attack on a US ship, an unarmed US ship flying the US flag. In fact, there's audio of an Israeli pilot saying, "Let's fuck the Americans." Okay? There's also an Israeli pilot who refused to fire on the American flag vessel, who was arrested and imprisoned. And I hope he's now out of Israel. I forget what his final fate was. but there was one Israeli with integrity. Okay, and I salute that man, just as I salute my Mossad colleagues who are furious with Benjamin Netanyahu for the manner in which he is driving Israel into the ground. The day will come when American financial assistance to Israel ends. And that will be the day that Benjamin Netanyahu made possible and, in fact, made inevitable. So strike one was USS Liberty. Strike two was 9/11. The Zionists started planning 9/11 in 1988. For a year prior to 9/11, the Zionists were dredging the channel outside of New York in order to facilitate the rapid evacuation of all of the evidence from 9/11. Rudy Giuliani, I do believe, was a prior co-conspirator, but after the fact, Giuliani, a trained prosecutor, moved as quickly as possible to destroy the crime scene. Robert Mueller, as director of the FBI, had a primary job of covering up the fact that Dick Cheney declared a national counterterrorism exercise months in advance and actually managed 9/11 on the day in detail to include a missile into the Pentagon, drones into the World Trade Center, the explosion on AIG as a Hollywood theatrical effect, and controlled demolitions implanted on three buildings, one of which was not hit by anything at all, World Trade Center. Okay, they were all brought down by control demolitions. And I salute Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We actually have a bill now in Congress moving toward an independent investigation. And I hope the day comes when Dick Cheney is required to testify alone and in public in detail. I would like to see the proper subpoena of all phone calls and all emails made by Dick Cheney surrounding the 9/11 thing, the 3 months prior and the 3 months after. All of this is going to come out. The truth is going to come out. What Donald Trump needs to do, in my view, is accelerate the emergence of the truth. And he does that with an open source agency that includes a historical division inside of the Information Bureau.
Okay, so you got to three. What is the fourth and fifth?
God bless you. Keeping me on track.
Yes, I am.
You are absolutely right to force me to keep on track. Let me get down to the other four or the other. Here we go. Sorry. People can read my piece on war in the Middle East in February at phibetaiota.net. Okay. So USS Liberty, 9/11. Number three was the Israeli Anti-Boycott Act. There is legislation before Congress that makes it a felony to criticize Israel or call for a boycott of Israel. Yes, what's so beautiful is the Zionists have overplayed their hands. Every member of Congress who is in the Zionist pocket is a co-sponsor in the House or the Senate of this bill, which in the Senate is Senate 720. Okay? Every single person who is co-sponsoring that bill should be fired by the American public in 2018 or 2020, whenever they come up.
Doesn't it seem like with so many things that they're just in the open now? They're not even trying to be covert. I mean, like that bill.
It's better, Sarah.
I know it is, but my gosh.
Let's go to number four. You can no longer receive disaster relief from Texas to Florida or have a contract with any one of 23 different U.S. states unless you swear loyalty to Israel first. I don't make this stuff up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They're just in the open. They have no...
playbook, ALEC, which is the Republican legislation machine to distort state and local legislation. The Zionists have now... they're now controlling 23 U.S. states, and they probably control more, but in more subtle ways. In Kansas, a school teacher was just fired for boycotting Israeli products on her own time with her own money outside of her duties as a school teacher. Okay? So the First Amendment, screw the First Amendment when it applies to Israel. This is called the Israeli exception. Okay? So that's number four. Number five is Las Vegas. Sheldon Adelson, Michael Chertoff and George Schwartz Soros are going to hang one day for treason against the United States of America. And I say hang metaphorically. because I'm huge on truth and reconciliation. I just want these three guys naked in front of the public. Not a sight that I really want to see, but it has to happen. Sheldon Adelson, Michael Chertoff, and George Schwartzsotos are traitors. They need to be held accountable in public.
Well, let's say that Zionist agenda, actually people turn against it and they lose their power. We don't want Israel, the people of Israel, to be taken over by the Middle East and destroyed. We want to make sure they're safe. So how do you see that going down so that we protect the people of Israel but get the Zionists out of there?
Let me say first and foremost, the United States is not the policeman of the world, nor is the United States supposed to be the protector of Israel, which was created by the Balfour Declaration, which was a crime against humanity. I have no problem with offering Jews sanctuary in the United States of America. We only have 9 million Jews. There aren't that many Jews on the planet. The problem is the number of Ashkenazi Jews that are controlling central banks, Wall Street, and the City of London. Okay? And I would add to that the control by religious elements, the dark side of the Vatican. So let me just say that I believe that we are at the beginning of 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. There is actually a cosmic flip that has taken place. It started in 2012, according to people who know more than I do about the alignment of the stars and goodness and all of this. What is happening now is that the public is waking up, and the 99% are discovering that all of these efforts to divide and conquer, the gender wars, the race wars, the class wars, these are all efforts to distract the public from the fact that there is more than enough wealth on this planet to provide every single poor person, starting in Texas. Make no mistake about it. Although I got recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize because I know how to lift up the 5 billion poor and end illegal Muslim immigration in Europe, my vision starts in the United States of America. Open source everything engineering can lift up every Texan that is about to lose water because of the irresponsible misbehavior of the U.S. and state and local governments with fracking and so many other things that consume our water irresponsibly. Free energy is now here to stay. And I'm not talking just about renewable energy, but ambient energy, the kind of energy that Tesla envisioned and was murdered for.
Zero point energy.
We are now past the point where the 1% can murder people who have solutions for the 99%, which is why I don't fear death. I think it would be stupid and useless to kill me, nor am I really worth killing. I'm one of 1,000 voices. Including you and Sasha Stone of Humanitat and Joachim Hagopian, who is writing the ultimate book on pedophilia and empire, Satan, sodomy, and the deep state. This is a book that is very complimentary of our president's efforts to take down the pedophile elite networks that are everywhere, including in media and Hollywood and the banks and governors. I will tell you right now, every single U.S. state from the governor's level on down, all 50 of these states have pedophile networks that are known to the governor of each state and that are protected, if not enabled, by the governor of each state. That is the next purge.
So what is your plans over the next 90 days? What are your goals?
Win the lawsuit. I have a federal lawsuit that I am not going to discuss, but I do believe I will win it. That federal lawsuit, if it goes into discovery, is going to show how all the elements of Google Gestapo are connected. And that's why I wrote my article on Google Gestapo, how the deep state censors, crowdstalks, and digitally assassinates people. And your viewers can find it, if you don't put it in the description, at tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. The lawsuit, the portion that my lawyer has allowed me to publish, can be found at tinyurl.com/steel-versus-goodman. And that's, I'm not going to discuss it. My next 90 days are focused on supporting our president and winning that lawsuit. And after that, I hope to reinstate UNRIG, but very candidly, I designed hashtag UNRIG as a gift to my president. And even though I've lost over $250,000 closer to $400,000 through the defamation and libel and slander and torturous interference that my lawsuit addresses. That's incidental. I've never been about money. I'm about helping Donald Trump be the greatest president ever. And if Donald Trump leads hashtag Unrigged, and if Donald Trump creates the open source agency, and if Donald Trump leads a national conversation on grand strategy, it is game over, not just for the Zionists, but for every treasonous element that has sought to undermine the American economy, the American government, and American society. I am an American intelligence Minuteman, and I serve the American people.
Well, so people are, it's hard not to be caught up in the diversions that are all over the place. How much of our alternative media is infiltrated by others that are trying to confuse people?
Let me divide that in two. On the one hand, our alternative media is infiltrated. I mean, Alex Jones is a great man, but he's been severely spanked. Alex Jones has been shown the lanes in the road from which he may not diverge or he will lose $3.5 million. So Alex Jones is now a controlled asset. He still does good work, but he's a controlled asset. The biggest problem with the alternative media is that it lacks imagination. It lacks a strategic, holistic perspective. These people are ignorant. They're basically like mice chasing the latest bit of cheese. If you're a true grand strategist, you understand that there are 10 high-level threats to humanity that were identified by Lieutenant General Brent Scowcroft, the last serious national security advisor in U.S. history. Everyone else after him is a pissant, including McMaster. The top 10 threats to humanity are, in this order, poverty, infectious disease, environmental degradation, interstate conflict, civil war, genocide, including the Palestinians by the Zionists, other atrocities, including pedophilia and Satanism, and then proliferation, terrorism only because of mass casualties, and transnational crime, including Goldman Sachs and banking crime, where they manipulate the interest rate and the foreign exchange rate against the public interest, because they're allowed to do so. They can do so with impunity. So a grand strategy has to look at all 10 of those high-level threats all of the time. Today, the U.S. intelligence community, which is absolutely worthless, looks at interstate conflict and terrorism and overlooks the fact that we are, in fact, the primary sponsors of war and terrorism. Okay? They're not serving the public. Now, a grand strategy also has to look at all of the policies, beginning with, and this is why I created the nonprofit Earth Intelligence Network, agriculture, diplomacy, education, economy, energy, family, health, immigration, justice, security, society, and water. These are 12 core policies that have to be managed together. And then you deepen your grand strategy construct by understanding true cost economics. Most people don't understand the true cost of everything that we buy. I mean, the American economic model is 50% waste and 90% profit. The reason I got recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've been told that multiple countries are going to nominate me this year, and I've also said very clearly I don't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I want to help Donald Trump win the Nobel Peace Prize. And the fastest way for Donald Trump to win the Nobel Peace Prize is, on the one hand, close all 1,000 of our bases overseas, which are used as lily pads for smuggling gun, gold, drugs, cash, and small children, and institute an open source agency that lifts the 5 billion poor, starting in Texas, with unlimited free energy and desalinated water. And finally, I would say, people aren't serious about the truth. The primary fact checker in the United States of America is the Anti-Defamation League. The Zionists are manipulating what is believed to be the truth and not the truth. And Rolling Stone and Slate and Truthout and all these other ostensibly good alternative media outlets are in fact lazy and intellectually deficient, which reminds me of General Vince Stewart, whom I once supported. recently saying that the Defense Intelligence Agency is irrelevant. He's right. We don't have institutionalized vehicles for truth in the United States of America, including the universities. Okay, Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and Yale are essentially pimps for the deep state. They're nannies for the deep state. They're part of the problem. We need a complete makeover of American society, beginning with academia, labor unions, religions, and state and local government, which is now completely corrupt. One of the things I learned from Ivian Smith, special agent in charge of Little Rock when Bill Clinton was governor, is that state and local governments are 100 times more corrupt than the federal government. We have a massive house cleaning that needs to occur in the United States of America, and we start by having Donald Trump speak directly to and educate the American public and creating a movement that demands transparency, truth, and trust in how we self-govern.
Before we close this out, I want you to address why poverty is the number one threat to our world.
It's a great question. I've spent the last 10 years writing about the world brain and computer-augmented human intelligence. The one unlimited resource we have on this planet is the human brain. I don't worry about artificial intelligence. I worry about artificial stupidity. Most of the algorithms that the banks and the universities and the media use are absolute crap. They're there to enrich somebody. They're not there to actually help society. Human intelligence, not technical intelligence, is how we create infinite wealth. And I will shout out, now deceased, C.K. Prahalad wrote the book, The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid. And he pointed out that the top billion have a global economy that is $1 trillion a year. The bottom 4 to 5 billion have a global economy that is $4 to $5 trillion a year. But they buy different things. The 1 billion rich buy a zero degree refrigerator that costs $3,000 and has to be replaced every 5 years. The poor buy a $2 refrigerator, which is a ceramic jar with an air gap inside of another ceramic jar that, buried in the ground, keeps meat fresh for 5 days. A John Deere tractor costs $200,000 to $250,000, has secret software, and cannot be repaired in the field. An open source tractor designed by Marcin Jakubowski of Open Source Ecology, which does exactly the same thing, costs $20,000 to $25,000, has no secret software, and can be repaired in the field by the farmer using 3D printed parts, many of which are made with recycled plastic. So we have a failed, dysfunctional Western economic paradigm. And on this, I agree completely with the foreign minister of Russia, who has said that we need to move beyond the Western economic paradigm. And among my Nobel-level documents at robertdavidsteele.com is an article that was published in Russia about moving beyond the Western economic information and engineering paradigm. We need to move to an open-source everything engineering world in which the 99% and their needs and their welfare is the focus of effort. I still believe Donald Trump has it in him, in partnership with Putin and Xi, to create that world. It's a world that requires the education of the public and the elimination of poverty as step one.
Okay, so where can people learn more about your work and see what you do? Because you are the number one viewer on Amazon. I love talking to you because you're so well read. You know so much about what's going on because you read so much and you do that. So where can people learn more about that, see your reviews, see your recommendations?
Well, I stand on the shoulders of others. I have over 2,500 reviews across 98 categories. And my gift is to connect dots and to respect the minds of others. It's not because I'm smart myself. It's because I am, if you will, ground zero for global collective intelligence in all the languages that CIA and NSA don't speak. Okay, we have a really crappy national intelligence community, and I would love to help Donald Trump eliminate 70% of it and put the other 30% to work together with an open source agency. So to answer your question, robertdavidsteele.com is where you can access all of my work online free. I certainly would value donations, you can see how to donate at robertdavidsteele.com. Phi Beta Iota.net is free with no ads ever.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining the program today.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. It's a thrill to talk to a business professor that takes her oath to support the Constitution seriously.